The Gemara Masechta Tmura Daf Tes Zayin of Aleph teaches us Tana. Who Asniel, who Yavetz? Asniel and Yavetz were the same individual. Umash Shmoy, but what was his real name? Yehuda Achi Shimon Shmoy. His name was Yehuda Achi Shimon. Continues the Gemara Yavetz. Why was his name Yavetz? Shiot Zveribetz Torah Yisrael. He taught Torah in Klal Yisrael. And as the Sefer Ben Yo explained, that he used the power of his speech to try to have more Talmidim, which, as we'll see in the Gemara, is what his goal in life was. How do we know that he was successful in indeed having Talmidim? Says the Rav Shem, the Pasuk says, V'yikru Yavetz l'kei Yisrael, Lamer, in Baruch Tevacheni, V'beisius Gevuli, the Gemara explains each point individually, V'hoi Yoysi Yotcha Imi, V'sisi Mira Milvilti Atzbi, and then the Pasuk says that all of these requests that he made of Hashem, V'yovel Kim Esa Shashol, he got what he requested. Begins the Gemara to explain every one of his Bakoshes. In Baruch Tevacheni, B'Torah. The Baruch is with Torah. The first one explained, what does that mean? So Masha says that he asked for Panosa because a person who learns Torah is deserving of good Panosa. Another pshat that the Pesach Hinayim suggests is that everybody got a share of Torah in on Har Sinai, and that he asked that he should be zoicha to have from the neshamas that got a large share of Torah. Another pshat is that he simply asked that he should be successful in his learning. In fact, I saw Baruch refers to Torah shebenigla, Tevacheni Torah shebenister. He should have become a Talmud Chochem in all the sections of Torah. Another pshat that the Mefarshim say, Baruch Tevacheni, I should be zoicha to be mechadish chedusha Torah. For somebody who's mechadish chedusha Torah, is zoicha to brachin olam hazan olam haba. Then he continued to ask, verbeisias gevuli b'talmidim. I should be zoicha to have many talmidim. Here too there are many pshat. Pshatim offered, Deit Yosef suggests the best way to grow in learning is by having Talmidim. That is the way that the Rebbe grows. Another pshat is that if a person has many Talmidim, he's zoicha to special siyata d'shmaya in being able to learn, to remember his learning, and to be successful in his learning. He continued asking, V'sisi mira, Shidam l'reim k'maisi, that I should be zoich to have good friends like me, that won't be mevatel me from learning Torah, says the Mashal. L'vilti shlo yesagveni, Yetzahara malishness, the Yetzahara should save me, that the Yetzahara should not stop me from being able to learn. Imat oisake mutav, and he continues, if you fulfill my request, wonderful. From lav, if not hareni hoilich benesisi, I will remain unhappy, and I'll leave the world that way. Fiyama viyad, and the pasuk says, v'yomer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu granted his wish. So the Mefarshim explain that, first of all, why did he daven Shlo Yisagveni Yetzahara Malishnos? What the Posh Pshat Rashi says is the Yetzahara doesn't want you to learn, and he davened that the Yetzirah should not be able to prevail over him. Another pshat is that he davened that he shouldn't be ba'atzvus. When somebody is ba'atzvus, that prevents him from learning. Then, and the pasuk says, as we just read, he was successful with his tefillin. So Rav Chaim Shmulevitz says a beautiful pshat, that a person when he davens is supposed to feel that his whole life depends on that davening. And that's what Yavit said. Without my success in these bakashas, I don't need life. When somebody takes his davening so seriously and he takes it that this his whole life depends on his tefillah, then his tefillah is answered. The Gemara continues, Ki yoyetz v'davata oimer, Rosh v'ish t'chochem nifkishu, Meir einei Hashem. A Rosh v'ish t'chochem, Rashi says, ish t'chochem is an average individual. Says the Pasuk. B'shot, says the Gemara, B'shot sh'talman hoichla etz rabbi. When a Talmud comes to his Rebbe, Vaymala, and he tells him, Lamdeini Torah, teach me Torah. Im melamdoi, if indeed the Rebbe does so, me einei shneim Hashem. Then they both succeed. Memlav, but if he refuses to teach him Torah, Oshiv Rosh Nefgashu, Oisakulam Hashem. Misha Osa Chochem was there. The Hashem who made this person originally a Talmud Chochem can now make him Oisa Tipish. Tipish, on the other hand, somebody, the Talmud, who wanted to learn, but his request was rebuffed, he will become a Chacham. Zum Mishnas Rav Nosson, and this is what Rav Nosson taught us. So here we learn how important it is for Rebbe to learn with a Talmud. So I saw some very beautiful pshatim related to the need of a Rebbe to want to teach a Talmud. One pshat that I saw is that the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world is that he created the world in a certain world order, that there should be a teacher and a Talmud, a Mashpia and a Mekabel. Somebody who refuses to be a Mashpia, somebody who refuses to teach Torah to other people, that means he's sort of upsetting the entire world order. And because he's upsetting the entire world order, he isn't deserving to be a Talmud Chacham. And then I saw a beautiful pshat for Rav Dushinsky Zitzal. He says, we look in Perek Vav of Pirkei Avos, where the Tana lists the various traits that are required for Kinyan HaTorah. And he mentions Ahavas HaTzedakah. So there's two obvious questions. First question is, why is tzedakah? Of course, tzedakah is a tremendous mitzvah. But why is tzedakah one of the ways that we acquire Torah? And also, what does he mean when he says, Ahavas, loving tzedakah? So he explains with a beautiful pshat. He says, a person who has to take tzedakah is in a not such a great position, as the Gemara says, the Yerushalmi says, Man da'ochem mechavrei, somebody who has to take food from someone else, live off someone else, boss was takuli ba'apeh, he's ashamed to look in the face of the person who gives him tzedakah. But that's only in a situation where the person who's giving tzedakah feels as if he's doing a taiva, a favor, to the person who's receiving the tzedakah. But if the person who gives tzedakah thinks on the contrary, the person who's taking tzedakah from me is doing a tremendous favor for me. He is the vehicle through which I could fulfill this very important mitzvah of tzedakah. So then the person who's taking the tzedakah is not embarrassed. A person who teaches Torah, so if his attitude to teaching is, I'm doing a favor to my Talmidim that I'm teaching them Torah, he's like the rich person who thinks he's doing a favor
to the person who's doing taking tzedakah from him. But if his attitude is, no, mitalmida yosef mikula, I'm growing from my talmidim. I appreciate that Baruch Hashem, I have talmidim who can help me grow in my learning. Just like the rich person says, I appreciate that people who are willing to take tzedakah from me. That person will grow in learning. How do we know that a person has such a midah? If he's a person who's oyev tzedakahs. Reb Moshe, in his Hagdoma to his Sefer Dibros Moshe, Masechta B'Metzia, says that what Yaivitz teaches us in this Gemara is that a person is obligated to have as many as Talmidim as possible. And if a person could have had more Talmidim, and he didn't have all the Talmidim he could have had, then he hasn't learned Torah properly. And that's why he says that besides the Yaivitz Davin, as we said at the beginning of our Shir, Shevuchayu, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, should give him a bracha, should be matzlich in learning. He also asked for a special bracha that he should have talmidim. A person is obligated to have as many talmidim that he could have. And therefore, Reb Moshe says, that's one of the reasons a person should write svarim. Because you can't always be sure, and you can't always be able to reach all the people that you want to have as talmidim. But if you print svarim, and that's how your divrei Torah get publicized in the world, so you will have talmidim. And Reb Moshe says the same concept in the Shas Chuvas Igros Moshe Chelik Yerideya Chelik Gimel Simen Ayin Beis, that there's a special bracha and maila to have as many talmidim as possible. Because, as he says, that a Rosh Yeshiva should be Gadol B'Minyan. A Gadol B'Minyan means that he has many talmidim. And the reason, I believe, is because the more talmidim you have, that makes you into a bigger Talmud Chochem. And that will make you a greater person and accomplish what you need to accomplish in this world.